Welcome back to another episode of the Anime Podcast. And guys, one man was like, listen, you know, I read Kingdom manga and this manga comes out sometimes every week. Sometimes it comes out every 2 weeks. Sometimes it comes out like a month before the other episode is out. Chapter is out. But something says, you know what, hey, go check if Kingdom is out. And I went, and then there was a chapter, you know, 593, Kingdom, chapter 9, 593. And boy, I'm so happy. You know what I like about Kingdom? We know how the story is going to unfold, technically speaking, because this is based on the Warring States. And for those of you who read up history, you know that Qin eventually went on to become the first empire of the China and united all the different states, you know, that were a part of the Warring States. So we know that this battle against Zhou, they are going to win, right? But however, what we don't know is exactly how they're going to win, at least how the manga is going to let them win or anything like that, or who's going to die or anything. And you know, Shin is the main character, so you know he has the plat armor. But boy, this chapter was very, you know, it had my heart racing. Like it's also ending on a cliffhanger, you know, because now Shin has been able to broken past Zhou on the left wing, right wing. It's their right wing and Zhou left wing, right? They have broken past the defensive layer, right? And was heading for the HQ of the captain or the general of the Shin army, right? I'm saying a lot of shit. Listen, I don't know this guy's name. Right? I just know Shin name, right? I should have written down his name and tried to pronounce it, but I'm lazy. I'm sorry. Anyway, the point I'm trying to make is that he have broken through and was heading for the HQ when the general from that army decided to run and come up with another strategy on the fly, right? And as he has some guys surround Shin and send two of his strongest men to go and get Shin head. That's what he said, right? However, we see Shin fighting it out, and you know, his men with him, the cavalry and his infantry is getting worried and thing. And it's a fierce battle. But in the last slide, you know, we see Shin getting pierced, not detrimentally pierced, but you know, pierced a little bit, and over he cleaved off this guy's head. And this is one of the things I like about Kingdom manga. It's very graphic, you know. He literally chopped off the top part of this guy's head. So I'm guessing that he's dead, right? And I'm just waiting for the next chapter right now. I was just hoping that it comes out tomorrow or something, you know. Like, I hope that it's unpredictable release actually works in my favor this time. I really do. Anyway, I think what we're going to see is that Shin is going to eventually win this battle. And I think he's going to get the general's head on this HQ. I mean, he has to. Because based on how the manga set up the storyline, they basically said that in order for Qin to win, they need to win the right hand. They need to win this battle. So basically what the story is saying right now is that whoever wins this showdown on this side of the battlefield will eventually become the victor on the wider battlefield, right? So it's an essential battle that Shin is fighting right now. So he needs to take this commander's head. And he's already sustained some injury. So I'm guessing that it's not going to be easy, right? And if you are someone who's reading the manga and have kept up, you realize that they have already out of food and they are literally running on E right now. They are literally running on empty. Literally what they're seeing right now is like the star. They say a star is brightest just before it disappears from reality, you know, or explodes and it's finished. This is exactly what you're seeing right now from the Aishin unit, right? They are on their last foot, their last straw. They are shining the brightest right now. You know, Shin was leading from the front, you know, to encourage the army so that they can pull out every effort, you know. You know, when your men are down and all of that thing, it makes no sense to lead from the back. You know, you have to inspire the guys that you're leading, and so you know they can fully put their trust and their lives on the line to help you achieve your goal, which is what they're doing right now for Shin. So yeah, it's pretty good. It's, you know, listen, Kingdom is such a great manga. I'm surprised that they haven't really start the development and another season of the anime. You know, I think they released two seasons, and boy, it was such a great anime. You know, I really enjoyed the anime, and that's what actually got into the manga, you know, after watching the anime, and then it came to an end. I was like, no, I gotta get more of this story. This story is so great because I like historical dramas. I like historical anime, mangas, dramas, movies. I love them because it's just so. Sometimes I tell myself it would have been better if I was born in those times. You know, life would have been simpler. Now, as human beings, I mean, sure, it's comfortable. You have your TV, you got a cell phone, your smartphone, you can eat food and all these things. And now we have inside toilet. Now we don't have to be in the rain and all these things. You know, it's convenient. But, you know, one of the things that come with this convenience is that, you know, we have so much things to worry about, you know, worries. There's a lot more worries now living in the modern world. There's a lot of worries, and I got to pay a light bill. Got to worry about paying your bills, buying food, but pay insurance. You got to pay a lot of things. Back in the days, you just live until you die, you know what I mean? Life has just gotten so much complicated and more complicated than I think it needs to be, you know. You got to worry about so much things right now. Back in the days, you know, you just find your woman, you know, you capture a piece of land out in the woods where, you know, no one is going to come. You breed and you have a lot of kids and you do farming. And you could live a comfortable life, you know, as long as you're not dying for hunger. Back in the days, you know, someone die, you just literally just dig a hole and put them in it. You know, now you got to worry about a funeral these days costs so much money. In Jamaica, where I'm from. Anyway, let's get back to the thing. The thing is, Kingdom is such a wonderful manga. You know? It has everything that I like. It's historical. It's war-based, you know. We're seeing strategies being employed, you know. So there's a lot level of intelligence to it. You know, intelligent characters, strong characters like Shin. You know, I love it very much. It has everything that I like in a manga. And so I'm just glad. I'm just happy about it, you know. I'm just happy. Anyway, let me know what you guys think if you've read the manga. You know, let me know, all right? And I'll see you guys in the next episode. Peace.